So, yeah, that's a potential placeholder for that, or we could have him for either of the other earlier events, the Cutco radios.
Right.
We could have him for that night too, so that can definitely be something we'll follow up with.
I've got a lot of comments from the community, from the public, about trying to bring him back, so he did a really good concert both times.
And if you want to, and maybe there's value in it, at least thinking of it, any of the three bigger rodeos, regardless of whether it's county sponsored or not, let's have a conversation maybe with our committee too and see if it would work in the Saturday night of the Memorial Day weekend as well.
Labor Day.
Or Labor Day, yeah.
You're okay, yeah.
I always do that.
That's okay, but, yeah. The holidays get confusing.
But at least something to have it in your thoughts.
Yeah.
I can't make a commitment one way or another, but it's another venue.
But a date to give them.
Another venue. Well, or at least have the conversation to see if it's one that where we could collaborate or not.
All right, September 5th, Daggett Days Parade and Fair.
Which that was a lot bigger last year. Well, I got lots of compliments on the parade and the vendor fair, so we hope to continue that growth.
Good.
Yeah, and that's obviously a great combination of events that weekend.
Yes, it is.
October 10th. Oktoberfest.
Parade of Lights.
Oh, did I miss one?
So oh, that's the breakfast.
Yeah, those are community, but
that's the Oktoberfest. Peggy's been pushing that one really
well.
Yeah,
we had quite a few people coming in October, and like, don't you guys have anything in your park with like your dancing and stuff like that? So that's very much just at this point a thought. It's just a thought. But
you might consider a liquor license if we're looking at traditional Oktoberfest.
Yeah, well,
that, or we could see if I know what's the restaurant over in Bernal. They have their beer truck, which so if they bring it, there's no liability on us. They could just serve it.
Other than all the rules that go with.
Yeah,
the thought was that we could corral it in the rodeo grounds if necessary, maybe not do it in the park, but in the rodeo grounds where they have some food trucks and stuff like that out there.
Are you looking for a polka band or a oompa music?
Yes.
In the very infantry staging, just like the polka plunge, but that's just a placeholder.
It's just a thought to bring. That's another one of those shoulder season things to see if we could bring some people in on the outside edges or keep them here a little bit longer.
So we'll have a lot of people here, as we usually do in the fall. Mm-hmm. We'll have hunters.
I know that was one of our things on the desk, the hunting season, but
yeah.
But it's actually been people hunting that wanted to know about it.
My point, is capitalizing and not forgetting that we have a great benefit from that sport.
And we could we haven't talked about time, so we could start it a little bit earlier and carry into later, so then maybe our hunters could come.
It's a hunter's Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
I think it's great if we can capitalize on the press. We kind of forget that they're all here.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, obviously the businesses know it. As a county, we.
I think it'd be good if we can pull something off that date, for sure.
Some places have hunter's balls and different things, you know, that are. And I just think it'd be great if we were more overtly welcoming of that community that shows up here. It's a good idea.
Then trunk or treat on the 31st. I thought that went well.
Yeah.
This last October.
Well, people are already planning their trunks for next year. So I think that'll be really
good. That bus and Spook Alley was the bomb. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then the 5th, Christmas in the Park.
Is that the 5th or the 6th?
This year it's the 6th.
Okay.
Next year, it will be on the 5th.
Yeah, okay.
So it means like a day earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any other discussion on calendar?
Sounds like it's kind of a work in progress, but a heck of a guideline to work with.
Yeah. And then the two things I put at the bottom, priority show, boat show, Peggy and I are going to potentially look into getting a smaller booth there. They're expensive at the boat show especially. But if we could work with a company where they'll just let us set up like in their spot, in a portion of theirs, then that would be ideal.
Good thoughts.
Do we have any businesses, local businesses, that have a presence on either of those shows?
Nick tries to go.
For the in terms both
of,
or?
In terms of space?
Yeah, but he's not willing to share. I asked him about that for this year. And he said that they're that the organizers of that, they don't like that because then they are one less.
Yeah.
To have somebody share, so he didn't really want to. He was all for us doing a booth right next to him, so we could take care of one another, but not actually doing more of a separate.
What's kind of expensive?
Like $5,000 to $10,000.
Depending on your square footage.
Five is very minimal. I don't know. Like the boat show is way more than that. The RV show is more affordable than the boat shows.
And they don't give preference to counties or governmental entities having space?
I didn't reach out to anyone specifically, but based on their website, I didn't see anything.
And then you have the risk of being stuffed in a corner because they don't want to give up prime real estate.
Right.
Cool.
But
okay.
We're working on it, so that's why those are just kind of at the bottom.
Cool. Lots. Thank you.
That looks like a full year.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff
with
going
on. With
all
of our travel and community events on top of it, it's probably going to be a full year. I've tried to fit everything in on the community events. I don't have specific dates for some of them, like Jarvie Fest, Sweat Ranch, things like that, but as soon as I get those, I'll have a full calendar as well
too,
for everyone to start
planning.
They can post.
Okay.
Is Memorial? I don't. I missed the Sweat Ranch one.
I don't have it in there yet because I don't have a specific date.
Oh, okay.
But it's usually right around the end of May.
Memorial Day weekend, yeah. Or close to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raven just didn't give me a date till like mid-March this year, end of March. So, I think if I tried a little early, I don't know if he would know anything yet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, very good. And Lynn, are you still with us? I noticed. Just remembered we didn't give Lynn an opportunity to speak, but why don't we take a quick recess?
I
think that would be appropriate.
I guess I recommend not doing that because you've got things to do in it. It's more of your work product, and I think it's a good thing. Otherwise, if we make changes to it, then we'd have to come back and make changes and do approvals. To me, that feels administrative. It, very informational. Don't get me wrong. I think it was very good to bring it to us. But I don't know what you gain by approval or not approval.
No worries. I just was asking for whatever you guys need to do with it.
Especially if we're holding off on, like, whether it's going to be a county event or not on the... What's it called?
DL.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my thinking.
I'm fine. The intent was to bring it forward to communicate between tourism, economic development, and the commission, and address any concerns that we may have towards a specific event. I think we accomplished that.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable if you are. You know, we're learning, we're doing new things, and we're learning processes and procedures that fit. I think this was a great step in the process and the procedures. But to Jack's point, if I heard you correctly about, you know, if we need to make adjustments to it administratively, we can do that outside of the meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not that we couldn't still discuss them as those changes come. Maybe
sure.
Not for approval necessarily, but or in some cases maybe for approval. But
yeah.
I think just in terms of work product and all the great work you guys are doing to do it, I think this was really, really good.
So I think based on, you know, the few exceptions that we've asked questions about and requested more information about, you can move forward with confidence,
okay.
Knowing that we support what you brought to us.
Okay. Yeah. And then just once we get more information for the BL Invitational, just put that on separately.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you?
Yep.
Sharon, good to meet
you. Okay. All right, well, let's take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll come back and move on to items number 2 and number 3. It is 11:04.